Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith for Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the place, the call, the destiny, and the purpose of God. In this empowerment session, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in how God is using you in the process of how he's taking you through, but you're also going to be encouraged to know that nothing in your life is going to be wasted, that everything that you've gone through, you have endured, that you shall endure, it's going to work for your favor, it's going to work in your good. God is going to use it to bless someone else's life, to make his name great, to bring glory to him, to encourage someone else, to strengthen someone else, and let them know that they can make it, they can endure this, and they can see the saving power, the saving strength, the salvation of the Lord in their life. We're going back and we're looking at faith, and we're walking and looking at the heroes of faith. We're looking at Abraham, and we're just understanding in a greater way the walk of Abraham walk, that faith walk that he had. When you start wanting or saying, God, give me that kind of faith of Abraham, because the Bible says that if we have the faith of Abraham, then we are the children, the seed of Abraham. When you start saying, God, I want that type of faith, I want that type of walk, I want to be able to please you like that, then you have to understand that an Abraham walk is a walk that it's going to cost you. God is going to tell you to leave some things, let go of some things. He's going to deal with the places in your life that does not please him. He's going to deal with your attitude. He's going to have you on the wheel. It's going to be a walk where you've got to see the vision of God outside of the sight of who you are. The sight is it sees only the problem. It sees only the challenges. It sees the impossibilities. But when you have vision, vision sees the thing as it should be, sees the things as God intended, sees it from eternity into time. It sees it finished. It sees it completed. It sees it done. It sees the end of that thing, and you're now walking through, walking in the process of headed towards what you've been shown, but it's what God has shown you. Also, in an Abraham walk, you receive the insight of God. You have the vision, the sight of God. You see the insight. You know the mind and the will of God in a way that other people do not know. God shows you things that other people do not see. With Abraham, Abraham had, and it gives you also extraordinary abilities to allow God to do miracles and manifest in your life blessings beyond your mind conceiving. God does something that you cannot explain. Abraham was prime example. If you look at his life, when God told him to leave his inheritance, leave his family, leave his clan, God was saying to him, I'm letting you let go of your natural inheritance because I'm going to give you a greater inheritance. And God blesses him continually, increases him and continually, protects him continually. And he does all these things because Abraham was willing to obey. He chose to do it God's way. You have to choose to do it God's way. Obey him. Get the instructions. God gives him the instructions. But God goes further into the instructions that he gives Abraham. And we see the covenant established. And we see how God moves in his life. But he was able to experience and see with vision more than anyone else, because he was seeing in the spirit realm what God was doing and how God was going to manifest. Abraham is not a perfect man. We see this. But God still uses him, and you're not going to be perfect. I'm not going to be perfect, but God is still going to use you. He's still going to take you through the process, and he's going to begin to carve off you, or shave off you, or mold off of you the places in your character, in your walk, your integrity that is not like him. You're going to become like he is, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. He's going to deal with those places in your life that does not bring him glory. So it's not just all this wonderful things. He's going to deal with you, and he's going to deal with those areas in your life that does not represent or look like him. So that Abraham walk is God putting his hand on you. It is God molding and shaping you. It is God dealing with those character flaws, those character issues. It is God speaking to you when you want to give up. It is God's forgiveness and his mercy that when you can't see how it's working out and you go and do it your own way, God still does not stop his promise for your life. He still speaks to you and says, I haven't changed my mind concerning you, even though you've gone out and gotten an Ishmael. That was not my will, but I'm still going to do what I said. But you're going to have to deal with the Ishmaels in your life. If you go out and get an Ishmael, when I promised you an Isaac, you're still going to have to deal with the Ishmaels. And part of that is knowing how to deal adequately with your Ishmaels, because your Ishmaels are going to grow with your Isaac, and they're going to despise your Isaacs. Your Ishmaels will fight and war against your Isaacs. They're going to always fight against it because they know they are not the chosen. They're not the promised. They're not what God intended. So you're going to have to deal with that, because that's what you did. That's what you created. That's what you went and got. That's what you couldn't wait on the Lord. That's what you decided that you were going to help God out with. So I always encourage people, don't go out and do it, make an Ishmael. Your Ishmael could be walking in a way that God has told you not to walk, or going after something he told you not to go after, or saying something he told you not to say that creates chaos, or creates something in the midst of your house, your marriage, your friendship, whatever it is. To learn that when God speaks, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we have to obey what he's saying, because he doesn't want us to go out and make an Ishmael, or he doesn't want us to go out and stir up or call something that he never intended. He's merciful and kind to get us out of these things, but he doesn't want us to go and do this. If he wants us to have that perfect will manifestation and not permissive will. Permissive will is the stuff that we go and do. It's not God's perfect will for us. We did it and he's allowed it, but you're going to bear the consequences of what he's allowed, because you would not obey or submit to what he wanted. So we want to always be in perfect will, not permissive will. So this Abraham walk is a walk where you are really being tested and proven by God to carry out what he said for you, the promise of what he wants to release. This is all the time we have for today. I pray that you've been encouraged and empowered. We'll be back tomorrow with another empowerment, and I pray that you are going further in this faith walk, and you're seeing the demonstration of God in your life, and you're trusting him to, and knowing that where he's taking you is a good place, and you're going to end up with all that he says. Be blessed and have a great day.